It is your KORN News Radio Sports. For Monday morning, July 27th, I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Arizona Cardinals quarterback Jacoby Brissett has a new contract. He's expected to be the team starter when the season opens next month. Brissett and the Cardinals agreed yesterday to a reworked one-year deal worth $15.5 million. The 33-year-old Brissett was unhappy with his previous contract and missed offseason workouts while negotiations continued. Brissett started the final 12 games last season after Kyler Murray suffered a season-ending injury. He threw for a career-high 23 touchdowns and over 3,300 yards. CBS NFL analyst and former Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo, he was arrested over the weekend on suspicion of operating a vehicle while under the influence. According to the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office, Romo performed poorly on a field sobriety test after getting stopped while driving south on Interstate 43 last week. Romo was taken into custody, booked, and released. He has a court appearance scheduled for September 21st. San Francisco 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan suffered a concussion and other injuries in a car crash earlier this month that will limit his participation at the start of training camp. The two-car accident happened in Palo Alto, California on July 14th, leading to Shanahan being taken to the hospital. The other driver in the crash was not hospitalized. 49ers GM John Lynch says that Shanahan did sustain a concussion, along with a broken nose, broken ribs, and an injured hand. Right-hander Jacob Mizorowski set a Brewers franchise record yesterday, striking out the first seven hitters that he faced as Milwaukee beat the Colorado Rockies yesterday 11-2. Mizorowski finished with 12 strikeouts over five innings, reached 100 miles per hour on 66 of his 83 pitches, and hit a top velocity of 104.7 miles per hour. The Boston Red Sox stay hot. They've won 17 of their past 19 games as the Red Sox beat the Toronto Blue Jays 6-1. Boston, they've won their past six series. They open up a seven-game West Coast road trip as they'll be in Sacramento to take on the Athletics later tonight. Tampa Bay's Drew Rasmussen allowed just one hit over seven shutout innings as the Rays finished off a three-game sweep of Cleveland with a 1-0 victory yesterday. Tampa Bay's Cedric Mullins drove in the only run of the game on a bunt single. Philadelphia's Bryson Stott would homer, double, and drive in five last night as the Phillies avoided a three-game sweep as they beat the New York Yankees 11-4. Dominic Canzone put Seattle ahead with a three-run home run in the seventh as the Mariners beat Texas 6-4. Seattle now 1.5 games back of first-place Texas in the AL West. Elsewhere yesterday across Major League Baseball, Pittsburgh's Ryan O'Hearn would hit a grand slam on his birthday as the Pirates beat the Chicago Cubs 8-7. Pittsburgh stays one game back of Arizona for the final wildcard spot in the National League. The Chicago White Sox would beat Houston 12-3. The White Sox, Minnetaka Murakami, would hit two home runs and drive in six. The White Sox currently 2.5 games up on Cleveland and 3.5 games up on the Twins for the AL Central lead. The San Diego Padres overcame an early three-run deficit to beat Miami 5-3. San Diego would get eighth-inning home runs from Manny Machado and Jackson Merrill. Meanwhile, the Marlins, they've now lost a franchise record 12 games in a row. They've not won since July 9th. The Atlanta Braves would win in extra innings, defeating Baltimore 3-2 in 11. The New York Mets, they would get a three-run home run from Tyrone Taylor in the sixth as the Mets beat the Dodgers 8-3. Extra innings between Cincinnati and St. Louis, the Reds would beat the Cardinals 5-3, the Angels over the Giants 4-3, and the Royals beat Detroit 5-4.